Now we are at the tank sellers area. Please remember the security measures of this area. Walk along the delimited trails, since you will be walking under pipes that are cleaned with chemicals. You will receive eye protection accessories that you will need to return when prompted to. People who wear glasses will not need these eye protectors. Please do not step on hoses, do not get close to machines, and do not stop on the stairs, since bottles are broken in their vicinity. We will go on to the packaging area, and we will stand on the walkway following the guide's instructions. Our brewery has the capacity to produce 275 million liters of beer per year, which equals 600 bottles per minute. We have 5 filling lines, 1 for cans, another for kegs, and 2 for non-returnable bottles, Beninas and 1-liter bottles, and the largest one, where we stand now, for returnable bottles. At the depalletizer station, you can see opposite on the left, empty bottles can be piled up on pallets. The machine separates the crates from the pallets to send the crates to the first individual control and to line them up on the way to the decrater. Once they are visually inspected at this station, the machine separates the plastic crates on one side and bottles on the other side to send them to the area where the cleaning and sanitization process of the glass bottles takes place. You will see this on the other side of the walkway. To clean bottles, a double mechanical chemical cleaning process is carried out. In the first stage, bottles are pressurely soaked and submerged into the caustic solution, achieving the temperature and mechanical action necessary for the thorough cleaning and sanitization process. In the second stage, bottles are rinsed with sterile and deodorized water to leave them in optimal conditions to be filled with beer. During the cleaning process, which lasts approximately 1 hour, labels are continuously removed and compacted. After all, we reach the clean room, a remote windowed area at the back of the warehouse whose function is to guarantee optimum hygiene conditions. Once the bottles exit the washing machine, an inspector is in charge of detecting the faulty ones or the ones that need to be discarded or returned to the washing machine. Cracked bottles are taken to the broken bottles line, while the ones that have label residues or any other particle are returned to the washing machine. The bottles that come out in optimal conditions proceed to the filling area, where they are automatically filled. The amount of liquid that flows into each bottle at 3 degrees Celsius, 37.4 Fahrenheit, is precisely controlled by 154 valves. Immediately after filling the bottles, the same equipment places 600 caps per minute. At the same time, it monitors the filling level through the gamma ray equipment. Bottles which do not meet the standards are automatically rejected. The bottles are manufactured by the brand Rigolot and Catorini in Argentina. The discarded bottles are destroyed at the brewery and then reused to make new bottles. Once they are filled and capped, bottles proceed to the pasteurizer, where they are heated up at different temperatures up to 80 degrees Celsius, 176 degrees Fahrenheit, by even water shower. This way, its original attributes, the aroma, the taste, and the color that distinguish our beer, remain intact. In addition, this pasteurization process preserves the beer for a 6-month period before its expiration date. Did you know that Cerveza Santa Fe is the only brand which does not pasteurize its cakes to achieve more smoothness in its beer? As a consequence, cakes need special precautions, as its cold chain can never be interrupted, so that beer preserves its attributes intact. On the other side of the walkway, at the back on the right, you can see the labeling machine. Both the labels of the body and the neck and the foil are automatically attached. They help the consumer distinguish the brand, and they give information about the contents, alcohol percentage, expiration date, manufacturer, and country of origin. This important information is controlled by cutting-edge electronic checkers, which reject all non-labeled bottles and control the filling level and carbon dioxide pressure loss within the bottle. Any bottles with any faults are rejected to be emptied later. Once beer is bottled, capped, pasteurized, and labeled, bottles and crates meet again. The machine automatically fills the crates with bottles. Once the bottles are in, an electronic equipment controls that there are no empty boxes and the incomplete crates are rejected to be controlled and completed later. Then, crates with bottles proceed to the next station. They are piled up on pallets to make it easier to transport and distribute them to the different points of sale where consumers will be able to get our beers. Here, we can also see the cans line, which is among the fastest of its kind, and it has the capacity to fill and cap around 1,000 cans per minute. Cans come from a company called Aluplata from Buenos Aires, Argentina. After watching all this process, we invite you to go back to the mansion's door.